Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Reconnect Yourself. It happens all too often that we kind of lose our connection with the outside world, or even ourself, that we drift away from our sense of cohesion with our emotions, our thoughts, our fantasies. Even our dreams might feel like they don't belong anymore, let alone the world around us. So many of us seem to be cut off from ourselves as much as the world around us. And it's okay to have parts that you don't like or you don't know what to do with. It's okay if you struggle to bring the pieces of yourself together into one cohesive whole. And if you can't connect to yourself, how can you connect to the cosmos around you, to the universe of experiences just out of reach? So right now, it might be nice to let go for a moment. Let go of yourself first. It's okay to let things be while we go on a journey outwards. First, your mind, as it listens and it analyzes all the words, creating structure from phonemes and sound, it is no longer important. Your body, capable of so many things, the connection between your thoughts and the outside world can be let go. The space you are in, allow yourself to be part of it and then let it go. The building, the city, let yourself fade away, drift, and let go even of your country. And once those steps are taken, little blue marble in the sky, the planet can fade away as well. Simple colored dots with a bright sun in the middle. The solar system fading further and further away, until it is joined by other dots, so many, each forming a tiny, minuscule part of the Milky Way. fading out even more allows you to observe how galaxies and clusters are all grouped, and the more you let go, the more you begin to notice that, while possibly without any structure at all at the same time, there is something to be observed. While for some it is as clear as day, for others they can barely notice the world tree encompassing all galaxies, stars, systems, planets. All are held in the branches of one enormous world tree. And once you notice it, once you see it, feel it, hear the branches, you notice the connections, the patterns, lines, a web of information, a tapestry of connections, circles, shapes, movements, moments, past, present, and future. Time and space connected, and the longer you are here to observe and really absorb that feeling, that sensation of being connected, the more light you feel. And from here, it seems like a trivial journey to return to where you were, as you see the connections between the different galaxies, how they hold together and dance in the infinite. It is so easy to look at our own galaxy, the Milky Way, how it spirals and swirls, how it is like a galaxy rise of billions of suns. How without fail you can find our sun again, the little solar system, part of so many others. How the planets all dance together with the earth around the sun. How their moons twirl around their planets. Everything is connected, and everything has a part to play. There is a place for everything, and everything is in its place. From that beautiful sphere, you can dive deeper to find where where you live, your country, your land, your city, your space, and all the people that you notice, all the buildings and roads, all the nature and animals, they are all connected to each other and to you. And you can find yourself in your center, for you are the center of this universe. The beautiful, connected piece in a web of energy. A beautiful tapestry of elements all connected. And from there you can even look inside yourself. How your body is a universe on its own. Cells, molecules, atoms, quarks, they all work together, they all fit together. And looking around, you can find your mind, an enormous space of electricity. Signals dancing left and right, darting through your mind, connecting pieces and reconnecting yourself. It all falls into place so easily, so comfortably. And in a moment, I will ask you to wake and open your eyes again, but it's not over yet. I want to ask you to look at something, like your hand or something around you, and notice how it is connected to you. And you to it. Go ahead, wake and open your eyes, and allow yourself to be aware of what you see and feel. Notice how that connection grows with that awareness, how it can become more powerful. Let yourself close your eyes again and go even deeper, because beyond the cells and molecules there is also the mind, made of pieces that cannot be easily measured, elements that can be as confusing as they are amazing. Your mind is unique, and it is yours. Each part belongs, each part has a place. And while not every part is suitable for every moment, this is okay. It is all the parts together that have helped us create who we are now. And all the previous parts are steps on the journey that we're taking. And today, this moment, this second, is yours to be aware of. In a moment, when I wake you again, take as long as you like. Enjoy this at your own pace as you reconnect yourself. Thank you for letting me guide you.